With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hamas released 12 hostages and Israel released 30 Palestinian prisoners on the fifth day of a fragile ceasefire in the Gaza war that mediators hope to extend even as Israel has pledged to resume its offensive. The head of Shamir Medical Center, Dr. Osnat Levzion Korach, says she hopes all the remaining hostages will be released.
We are here. We're very honored and privileged to be the hospital that was chosen to treat the tithe, returnees. And we're praying and longing for the return of the 15 remaining tithes that are still in captivity. And of course, to all the Israelis that are kept and should come home.
Israel said 10 of its citizens and 2 Thai nationals were freed by Hamas and returned to Israel Tuesday evening, soon after Israel released the Palestinian prisoners. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index ticked up in November, correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The index had been declining over the last 3 months before the November reading. It's a hopeful sign heading into the holiday shopping season. The index measures both Americans' assessment of the current economic conditions and the outlook for the next 6 months. Short-term expectations for income, business, and job market were higher, but it was still at levels that historically signal a recession within a year. The survey also showed expectations of a recession in the next 12 months dropped to the lowest level so far this year. But about two-thirds of those surveyed still expect a downturn before the end of next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Democratic lawmaker is moving to force a vote this week on the expulsion of Congressman George Santos, who's been accused of being a fabulist. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 83 points, the Nasdaq rose 40. This is SRN News. Malta's been known for its large, elaborate nativity scene since the 1600s. This year, several are on display at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C.
The three that we have on exhibit this year are roughly 5 foot by 5 foot. And all the figures, you know, the Holy Family, the shepherds, the wise men, they're all hand carved. So in themselves, each figurine is a piece of art, and then to have, you know, a dozen or 15 or even 30 of these in a single display is really quite beautiful.
Spokesman Jeffrey Kloa says the artwork is a product of the country's faith.
It has a very long tradition of a Christian nation. In fact, in their constitution, they're specifically a Christian nation. Beautiful churches and cathedrals all over the country.
Details can be found at museumofthebible.org. This is SRN News. Water issues in Arizona.
Worries about future water supplies from ancient aquifers are bubbling up in western rural Arizona. Some neighbors complain that their backyard wells have dried up since an Emirati agribusiness began farming alfalfa nearby. One farmer worries that state officials someday may try to divert the area's groundwater for Phoenix's future needs. Experts say tensions are inevitable as companies in climate-challenged countries such as the United Arab Emirates look to faraway places like rural Arizona for water and land they need to cultivate forage material and commodities. John Scott reports.
Police say a thick layer of fog is believed to have caused a roughly 30-vehicle collision on an Idaho interstate. The collision occurred Monday morning on eastbound Interstate 86 near Pocatello. The fog caused visibility to significantly decrease in a short amount of time. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.